Bramble Jam Podcast.
Hello, everybody. It's Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, guys. It's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Guys!
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Thursday.
Man, it feels good.
In the saddle. Let's do it.
That's exactly right, Dano. Oh, you
ready
are saddling.
Yeah.
You're on a little horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-oh. That horse is getting away from me. Oh, no. It bucked you off.
Oh, no.
Whoa.
You all right, Dan?
I think I'm going to make it.
Let's send it down to Panda for the on-the-field interview. Panda?
Hey, Dan, I saw that you were riding that horse and it was going real well, and then it stopped. What happened?
It was a real bucking bronco out there. Panda, thanks for asking. You just give 110% effort. You try to stay on the course.
Breaking news. Dan bet on the race. To find out more, let's go out to Panda.
Hey, Dan, we just got this breaking news. I heard that you bet on the race.
I put $500 down on Stinky Slippers to place. I knew if I was bucked off the horse, I would triple my money. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. There's nothing I can do about it.
This just in, Panda, not a real journalist. Let's get it down to Dan for that interview.
Panda, you're not a real journalist.
They just told me to show up here to ask you questions.
Why are you lying to people?
Oh, I really like the credentials.
Stop being, where'd you get them?
Amazon.
Man, I feel good about this.
Yeah. Guys, exciting day today.
Yeah, it is.
Y'all know about the Yums, Universal Yums.
Dude,
the
official snack. Today.
Today's the day.
Man.
We've got a code, and the holiday box is coming, and a lot of people have been asking us, hey, I want to do Universal Yums for a Christmas present. What do I do? And you're going to use the promo code Hallmark when you go to Universal Yums and your checkout, and you can get up to $30 off a 6 or 12 month subscription, depending on the type of box you do.
So
there's yum, super yum, yums, whatever.
The middle box is the perfect, you know, the big boy is great, but the middle one gives you all the sampling. It just is perfect for, you know.
So all you got to do is use the code Hallmark and you'll get up to $30 off depending on the box.
So we were all waiting on the code Hallmark. Couldn't have figured that out ahead of time or the code just went live?
The code just went live.
Okay, there it is. That's the key. Got it.
I thought it was just a real Pandora's box.
That's right. What?
I met up with Panda on this one, actually. So what happened was I met the Universal Yums crew at Pandora, and we hashed it out over a serious game of cards.
What kind of cards, Trace?
Go Fish.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the winning ask?
Hallmark.
Really? Wow, yeah. Interesting. Somebody said, you got any Hallmarks?
No, I can take it to tape?
Sure, sure.
All right, Tammy Yums.
Yeah.
If I get this one, the code's Hallmark.
And if you don't,
it's deck.
The code is.
Can you spell that for me?
It's BL.
Got any force?
Well, son of a, it's not rocket. I do have four, a whole bushel barrel of them.
Man, that's good audio, Trace.
Tammy, who?
Tammy Yum.
I almost said Tammy Philo, but no, she would never.
She would never.
Tammy Yums. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. There's a lot happening there. Who gave her the code, like gamble switch or whatever that is?
It's very dangerous.
Yeah.
So anyways, Hallmark at checkout. Get your Christmas shopping done. Yeah. And don't forget the entire season is brought to you
typically
by
Philo.
Typically,
what happens when we do this many bits at the beginning of the episode, you know it's a good movie.
Well, we're doing Miss Miracle.
Mm-hmm.
He said what he said.
Oh my gosh.
Is this, we're just going to be quiet now? Or are you going
to
like.
I just don't know what you said was. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
A Mrs. Miracle Christmas. Is that what it's called?
Sure.
Originally aired on Saturday, November 6th.
Easy for you to say.
2021. You know, we got a message on the gram that said, I was wondering what the Christmas magic was that was missing this year, and it was someone saying 2020.
Yeah.
We missed it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't ring the same without that. 2020.
And 27. It's not 2017.
No.
Can I tell you this? One of the greatest sorrows of my life is that Benny is no longer with us.
Benny, man, gone too soon. And me, he's still alive.
Yes.
But yeah.
He sent us a postcard from Tijuana.
He did.
Yep. And it just said, it's still 27 here, amigos. That's all it said. I don't even know.
It's still 27?
2017 here, amigos.
Oh, yeah.
That's all it said.
I love that.
And he put an exclamation point on both ends of that.
I love that. The backwards upside down.
Wild.
And it went a little something like this. We meet Laurel, who strikes you as someone who isn't very fun. She married a guy named Will, and Will seems to want to have a kid.
Steve Lund!
And she's not having it. They take care of Laurel's Nana, and Nana hurt her wrist. No. And so they're kind of worried about her because they can't stay with her all day because jobs and whatnot. So they decide, let's hire a caregiver that can help make sure that she's good to go. So they call up a company, and this company's like, we're booked through the new year. So we'll see what we can do after that. Turns out they're liars because Gloria Merkel shows right up the next day, knock, knock, knocking on the door.
Heaven's door, you could say. miracle joke.
She just finished an assignment, so here she is. And she's what some may call extra, but I call a delight. Nana isn't having it, though. She is like, I don't need her. I don't want her. She weirds me out. Laurel gives Gloria a tour around the house and tells Gloria not to go into the closed door room. I would assume that they're murderers. But Gloria gives a nice little thing about how closed doors help us notice the open ones. And so, you know, better than me, I guess, but also might be murderers. Nana has a tough first day with Gloria. She's singing and she's cleaning and she's driving Nana nuts. So Laurel decides to do a background check, which I feel like should have maybe done. Will gets stopped on the street by a lady who works at an adoption agency, and she asks if they would be interested in taking in another child. And Will says,
"She works for foster care."
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, not adoption, foster care. She works for like the state.
I thought it was a both and.
Well, you can adopt through foster care, but it's foster placement is what's going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry. Totally just running into the ground there. Sorry.
Where was I? He says, yes, let's do it. And I'll get Laurel on board. She'll get there. We find out that the last child that they fostered, his name was Jonathan, ended up going back to live with his mom. And so that was a tough experience for them, heartbreaking. They really grew. They was with them for 18 months, this whole thing. Will wants to do this again. Laurel doesn't want to. And now he's afraid, now that he's basically... put their name back in the hat, is afraid to bring it up to Laurel because it might upset her. Laurel does a background check on Gloria, and her record is perfect. Then she Googles her and finds out that she's been in the right place at the right time a lot of times, and it's newsworthy every time. And it's a good time every time. Let's do it. And she also doesn't seem to age, but Laurel just contributes that to a good plastic surgeon.
As you do.
Absolutely. You do. Los Angeles, man. You know what I mean. Gloria wants to take Nana out on the town, and Nana's not having it until she sees Gloria's car. It's the same car that her husband drove when they were dating, so I guess this means that Gloria's cool. Helen begins to open up and tells Gloria about Jonathan and the heartbreak and all this stuff, and they decide we're going to work together to help Laurel move forward in her life. While decorating the Christmas tree, Gloria connects with Laurel and brings up Jonathan, and Gloria continues to prove that she will not pull punches when it comes to giving advice. She says that she also lost a daughter too soon, and tells Laurel that she and Will should go out on a date, go for a walk on the down by the creek. Will wants to use this time to tell Laurel about the agreeing to take in a kiddo, and can't find himself to ruin such a great night. Laurel got a call from her dad, who hasn't really been in her life, abandoned her when she was six after her mom passed. She agrees to get dinner, and then he apologizes and gives her an ugly AF angel. And Laurel's very happy with this angel because apparently she made it with her mom before her mom passed. It means a ton to her, shot that it was missing, but it's not missing. Speaking of angels, Nana thinks that Gloria is one. And she tells Laurel, and shockingly, Laurel is not on board with this theory. Will gets freaked out by getting baby announcement cards or something at a white elephant work party and thinks that it's a sign that he should be, you know, they should be parents. So naturally, he talks to Gloria about it because you got to talk to Gloria about it. And she encourages him to talk to Laurel. And Gloria gives Laurel a pep talk about trying not to be so sad all the time and stuff like that. Laurel gets a call from the foster care placement agency.
Yes.
About a newborn who needs a foster home. And Laurel is confused and tells the woman, you've got it all wrong. We're not doing that again. When she gets home, Will's sitting on the stoop knowing he's done messed up. She says that she can't give him what he wants and hints at separating, and Will decides to give her space but insists that he is not giving up on her. Nana and Gloria talk to Laurel about it being okay to love Jonathan and to let him go so that she can make room in her heart for another kid. Laurel tracks down Will and forgives him and thanks him for loving her through her darkness. It's Christmas Day, and they get a call from the agency that a six-year-old girl, the same age as Laurel was when she lost her mom, is in need of a home. And they say, absolutely. Fast forward a few years, and Will and Laurel open presents with their kids, Kelly, and a baby is there, and Nana is there, too. They're such a happy family. And then we see Gloria Merkel knocking on another door, and that, my friends, was
a Mrs. Miracle Christmas.
We did it.
We did do it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's so fascinating that our Universal Yums code was achieved over GoFish
game.
In a Pandora jewelry store.
That's right.
It's great, though.
It is. You're just now thinking through that.
I'm just thinking through all
Sometimes we just don't get that behind-the-scenes info. No. Trace just shows up and says it's Hallmark, and we're like, yeah, that makes sense.
That makes sense. Of course it is.
And then she throws this at us, and we're caught off guard. We don't know. That's right. This is wild.
Let's take a quick break.
Okay.
I think I need it.
Yeah, I do too, for sure.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll break this movie down here on Deck to Hallmark. Yes. Okay.
Is this the one?
Oh, man, this is really good. You guys know Windows?
I love Windows.
Dude, if you tell me one more time about Blind Chalet, I may just get too excited to stay seated.
When I say, do you know Windows, some people might go to the operating system.
Windows 95? No.
No, you dummy.
Not here.
We're talking about the windows in your house, your office, other buildings. We all have them, and we all need them for like code violations and stuff if we don't. And the good thing about Blind Chalet is that they make it to where you can really jazz those puppies up.
You can do whatever you want.
You do whatever you want
and
to.
Everyone listening has been sitting around thinking about, I really need to do something about this window.
This window, I don't even really like that window.
I needed something to cover it up. The glare's hitting the TV.
Oh.
It's just that making window the room is too offensive. Hot.
Just don't
if
try.
Only I could get premium quality window coverings at a remarkably discounted price.
You can't.
No, you can't.
Wait, you can't?
Maybe like 20 or 30% off.
Well, that would be something. That'd but our friends something. Over at Blind Chalet are giving our listeners 55% off.
What?
That's over half. Off. Think of all the other things you can do with 55% blind money.
Man.
A lot of things.
You could do two for one. You could take care of both of the windows. For the price of one.
Wow. If you really think about that.
Even with some leftovers.
That's so true. All you got to do is use Hallmark 55, that code, Hallmark 55, at blindchalet.com. That's blinds with an S, chalet, like hot shell ray. I'm kidding. Blindschalet.com. Hallmark55.com. Hallmark55 is the code. 55% off. You got to be kidding me.
Got to be kidding me.
And speaking of amazing deals, the entire season is brought to you by Philo, and they're giving our listeners 25% off the entire holiday season. Mm. 2 months worth of 25% off. All you got to do is go to philo.tv/DTH. You get a full year of DVR.
Holiday Movie Hub.
Only you get all these Christmas movies, the Lifetimes, the Ups. Save them on your DVR. You can watch them all year long. What are you waiting for? philo.tv/DTH. Yes.
Oh yeah.
Back. Yes, we are back.
Better than ever.
Yes, we are back, and for sure, at least on par.
This is the apex because tomorrow we review A Christmas Treasure.
A Christmas Treasure.
Yep.
Is it a treasure? We'll find.
We'll
out.
We'll see. We got to watch it and then review it. Of course.
Absolutely.
But I got really high hopes.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably going to potentially be one of the best.
Laugh a minute. So. Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, let's talk about A Mrs. Miracle Christmas. We got a new Mrs. Miracle here with
Caroline Ray. Instead of Doris Roberts.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
So let's break this movie down. Panda, last week we were talking about Christmas Sale.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, I don't like the
sads.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie wasn't
at
sad.
All sad.
And so as I was watching this movie, with tears running down my face, I wonder how my friend Panda's doing. So, Panda, I'm going to let you kick off our hot take segment. What did you think of Mrs. Miracle Christmas?
Guys, I've backed myself into a corner because
Not you.
You would never.
You don't even know where corners are.
No.
I thought about this very conversation as I was watching Miss Miracle because I sat
and
there.
And you said, man, I hope the boys don't bring it up. No, well,
they would never bring this up. But I sat there and I went, well, darn. Guys, let me tell you something. This movie does have some sad in it. I cried. But I absolutely freaking adore this movie. It is one of my favorite Christmas movies. It is my number one currently.
Wow.
I love this movie.
Have you started your Letterboxd yet?
I haven't started it yet.
We'll get to that by like 2024.
I'm
at Brandon Gray Wins on Letterboxd. What are you?
I don't know.
Cool. If you open it up, you'll see it.
Good talk.
I don't know what to tell you guys. This movie's delightful.
What
it's charming.
Did it for you?
Guys, it was, to me, the perfect blend of humor and gravitas, and there's just this relentless optimism that I appreciate. Is it cheesy at points? For sure. But it just, man, it gave me, I was smiling most of the movie. Nana is a delight in this movie. She is wonderful.
That perfectly cast.
Perfectly cast for this movie,
sure.
Man. Who's the lady who plays Miss Miracle? I don't know.
Caroline Ray.
Yeah.
I loved her. Loved her in this. She was so much fun. I really like Steve Lund. The movies he's in, man, I just really appreciate him. And I thought he was paired nicely with the lead actor. Caitlin Doubleday.
Yeah.
She was great. So man, I'm telling you what, this movie just did it for me on every single level. We'll watch this movie again. An absolute joy. Favorite one of the year so far.
So you do like the sads.
I do like the sads. But here's why let me say this. The reason why I think they pulled it off so well was there was enough humor interspersed there with Nana and Miss Merkel.
Do you like It's a Wonderful Life?
Love, It's a Wonderful Life. And I get that that has the sads in it.
Yeah.
I think what you've always said is when you go to Hallmark, you're fine with movies with the sads.
For sure.
When you go to Hallmark, that's typically not what you're looking
exactly.
for.
Exactly. This had enough of that Hallmark vibe. You know what? There's a Hallmark movie that I saw growing up as a kid. I couldn't tell you the first thing about it, but it had...
It's Tommy Trimble in the Gazettes.
That might be I think that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm. And it reminded me of that.
Yeah. This had very
strong
very
Zet
strong,
vibes for
very
sure.
Strong
Big, strong
Tommy
vibes.
Yeah, 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 yeah. No doubt about it.
I've always said Tommy Trimble was Mrs. Miracle before Mrs. Miracle was.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That checks out.
He was bringing the Trimble. Devin McComber, man.
Debbie May Comer.
Debbie May Comer.
Debbie May Comer.
This is a Debbie McComer joint?
This is a Debbie McComer joint.
We got what, 31 times we got to say it? We're way behind schedule here.
Debbie May Comer
wrote this.
May come around here as often as she wants to. Yeah, this movie's great, man. I didn't just tear up. I didn't just like cry a little second. I sobbed for a little bit. And I liked every second. I really liked this movie. Steve Lund is I love Steve Lund.
I do. We've never seen him do this. He's quick.
I love like, Steve Lund. Smart,
like, you know, wisecracking dude. This is a very different Steve Lund.
I love Steve Lund.
Steve Lund. Steve Lund.
And I really, really thought Caroline Ray knocked it out of the park. There's a lot. Almost every line that she says in this movie is a line that on paper, little Bran, who's, you know, a bit cynical, kind of views the world as, you know, I don't believe most of what people say. She sold it 100%. I loved everything she said. It made me feel so happy in my heart. And that's what I watch these movies for. So to Panda's point, it did do this. It straddled the cry to warm feels line very well. It's not number one on my list, but
really?
It is currently in my top five. Very delightful, Caroline Ray.
What's your one?
My one is still Crash Through the Snow. And then Christmas Promise I still have in front of it.
Wow. Yeah.
And I have Next Stop Christmas in front of it. It's currently fourth for the year.
Oh, really? Behind the time-traveling train. Guys, I got to be honest. I have never wrestled with a hot take as much as this one. Mm. And I watched this movie 3 days ago, which is longer than I need in this regard. Because I typically just have no tolerance for the angel wink wink is here to help us bit. And I don't have any tolerance for the, are miracles true because you believe? Or do we believe because there's... I just think it's the worst. Like, God wink has ruined any chance of that, you know, touched by an angel thing. I also typically just don't like movies that Hallmark has done about foster care because typically it's fairly insulting. And they don't get it all right, but the movie gets the heart of what it means to be a parent right. And this movie is filled with eye rolls and wait what's. But it's also filled with really great performances, like legitimately great. Steve Lund, great. Caitlin Doubleday, great. The lady that plays Nana, we really should respect her more and actually say her name, great. Caroline Ray, great. And legitimate feels. They don't get everything about foster care right, but they 100% get the heart of it right and why it's important and why there aren't actually any sad feels in this movie. That's the thing.
Yep.
What you're trying to say is that the things that look sad are actually happy. Yep. That's why the movie works, is because the things that we are given as sad are actually celebratory moments in your life and in your child's life and in your foster kid's life. And that's why things are bittersweet, and that's why there's beauty in the ashes, and that's why our best times come in the hardest moments. And this movie, against all odds, does all of that. Mm. And so... I just wrestled because everything in my critical body was like, this is just an odd, like, I got a page of wait what's. But the other side of this is it did hit my emotional core very, very strongly. Mm. And so for that reason, I would say, yeah, you need to see this movie.
Yeah.
That's where I am with it. It is qualitatively not as well made as like The Christmas Sale or Crashing Through the Snow. But if I'm going to watch one again, it's probably this one.
Yeah.
Where's probably it on your one. List?
I don't know. I don't know yet. That's why I was curious, is because if we're doing the Panda, what I watch again, it's one on my list. If it's qualitative, three or four.
You would watch this over Crashing Through the Snow again?
I would. I would. And I would for a number of reasons, and we'll get to it in all the feels.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I got for you.
All right. Mm-hmm. Let's get to all the feels. Since we brought it up, and here we are. Panda, what gave you the feels in this movie?
She has a line in here, and it's a line that you reference here, but I like, I find cherishing the memories provides so much more comfort than ignoring them.
Mm.
Man, Doggone it. That is a good line. And that absolutely that hit me right in the feels. Another scene that really, I mean, there's several of them. The second one, Nana, when she goes out to the car, and it was the same car that her husband picked her up in. Man. That's a good scene, guys. I don't know what to tell you. And then at the very end, I cried. The thing that got me at the very end was when the daughter that they're going to foster at the very end is the same age who just lost her mom as she was when she lost her mom. Whew. Didn't see it coming. Sucker punched me right at the end. I'm there, just tears coming down my face, man. I didn't see it. Didn't want that to happen. And it still did. And I'm tearing up now just thinking about it. I was really enjoyed it.
Obviously, all of what Caroline Ray says works for me. But I just, the scenes where Nana and Gloria are together after the car scene, starting with car scene and every scene thereafter, is just a blast, first of all. But also, just everything about it gave me feels. I just thought they were so fun. They worked so well together, the two of them. It gave me all the feels. So there were so many feels to be had there. But to kind of go away from just the specific lines, which there were so many of them, just them in general having fun together gave me feels. Dan?
I've never cried in one of these movies until this one. And here's why I cried. It really wasn't fair. And I'm not here to bring this podcast to a different world and make it a different podcast. I'm a proud.
Well, I will just say we do have three more clips from Pandora.
Thank goodness, because we got some go fish to get to.
So you just let me know when to cue one of those.
Okay. I'm a proud adoptive parent of two beautiful, wonderful boys. And one of them was sleeping. It had been a long, daylight savings time and whatnot, and he just couldn't handle it. And the other guy was kind of sleepily on the couch, sitting with my wife. She got up to do some stuff, and he's watching the last 20 minutes of this with me. And the 6-year-old girl comes in, like in the family, and my kid stands up in his blanket. He walks over and he just lays on me and just gives me this big hug. Mm. And I lost it, like full tears. Lost it. And that's not really a feels from the movie, but there's a line in this movie that's our hardest times lead to our greatest moments. And when you think about what you do when you're a foster parent and when you're an adoptive parent, what you're doing is you're dying to self to give someone else a chance to be loved. And that's not to be loved by you. You are not the magic there. The feel for me in this movie was, aside from my kid giving me a big bear hug, which was wonderful, the feel for me in this movie is that Caitlin Doubleday spends the entire movie, just in her own sorrows about losing this boy. But the thing about foster care is that if you keep the kid and adopt the kid, there's reconciliation in a family. And if the kid goes back to their biological family, there's reconciliation.
Yep.
And so when you decide to share your home and share your house and share your heart, it is a win-win. Mm. There is no lose there. It is a win-win. Redemption is happening. Reconciliation is happening. And hard moments become our greatest moments. Mm. And so when the moment when she understands that it wasn't about her, that even though Jonathan goes back home, she was a mom and she can be one again because it's not about her. That was beautiful. Mm. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. And it's a message that I hope someone saw and went, I can be a foster parent. So many people tell me I couldn't be a foster parent because I couldn't imagine them leaving my house and going back. That's the kind of person that needs to be a foster parent. And so for me, it does get some of the, the metrics of foster care wrong and some of the dry, paperwork side of it wrong. But the heart of it is evident. And that's Nina Wyman wrote the script. We've been having fun on Twitter lately. Nina, you crushed this one. You just crushed it. And that was beautiful. It was really well done and beautiful. And I could not have appreciated it more.
Shout out.
We got a Pandora clip over there.
You want to cue it right now?
No. You do you.
We can cue one.
No. You're fine. I realize that I would have to be Tammy in this situation.
What do you mean?
You're right. No. You're right. You're more than right. You're right.
And Tammy.
Well, hello there, Tracy.
I want to challenge you right now to a Go Fish winner picks the code.
Just don't ask me for fours, please.
Why?
Please don't ask me for fours.
Do you already have your cards?
Don't ask me for fours.
We'll see.
That's going to be the promo code.
I'll overwrite that body.
That's interesting. We went back to the beginning.
Yeah, that's...
And she brought her own cards.
There's a lot happening there.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back here on TechNova. Oh, man. Mm. Oh, boy. I am wearing... Oh, let's play a game.
You're wearing...
Let's play a game.
What are you wearing?
Let's play a game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
This is like the game where I say words and you try to guess what it is.
Okay.
I'm wearing these right now.
Shoes.
Boxers.
No.
Bell bottoms.
Tennis shoes.
Ooh. Oh. Are you going to talk about Rothy's?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about Rothy's.
It was a terrible game for a great product.
It wasn't a bad game because we got there.
We got there.
Yeah.
It's a Rothy's.
Okay. Another one. How I feel when I'm in my Rothy's.
Happy?
Yes.
Comfy?
Yes. Both of those things. Happy and comfy. Guys, uncomfortable shoes are the worst. Yes. I've lived most of my life just buying cheap shoes because I'm a cheap person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, you get by, but your feet are never happy with you.
And then you walk on the cloud that is the Rothy's.
And it's tough to go back.
And you know what? You put them in the wash for the first time, and when you get those bad boys out and they dry, mm-hmm. it's like wearing a pair of brand new shoes again. Mm-hmm. It's the best shoe you can buy.
Wow.
That's exactly right. And a lot of people, they're like, you know, these amazing shoes, they are made with recycled materials like plastic water bottles, which is crazy. So everything's machine washable, as Dan said. But the neat thing is for a long time, they were just making women's shoes. And we were very excited to find out that they added some men's shoes to their lineup. We each got a pair. We all loved them, rocked them on a regular basis. I wore these bad boys around New York City, and it was a delight. And I got a couple compliments.
Did you?
So... Mm-hmm. And you know what? Forbes called Rothy's a travel must-have. And once again, Forbes and I see eye to eye on fashion. And here's the good news, everybody, is Rothy's going to help make your holiday season an absolute delight by giving our listeners a limited time special little promo code to get $20 off your first purchase.
You need to do
Rothy's.
That right
$20
now.
Off your first purchase by going to Rothy's.com/deck. That's Rothy's.com/deck to get $20 off today. That is Rothy's.com/deck to get your feet some
happy.
Yeah, that's it. Yes. We're back.
We're back.
We're talking about Mrs. Miracle.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah,
Rick. I just got a word in off the ticker.
I will say, Rick, of all of the episodes that I expected you to bow out of, it was the Mrs. Miracle episode.
Well, you've been muting my mic the last few weeks.
And was that
I feel
me?
Like it's because we're in season and you don't want to scare anybody off.
I would never do that.
I just got word in on the ticker. And I thought it was urgent news.
What ticker do you follow?
Hot Goss. You don't worry about it. It's a Hot Goss ticker.
It's a great ticker.
And that word is Dan's a crybaby. That's the word. Dan's a crybaby.
And it's one word?
It just says Dan's a crybaby. Yeah.
Interesting.
I actually think I agree with Hot Goss on this.
We expect better from Dan.
Does it say
That's what Hot Goss ticker says. Dan, I love you. We've shared many a ciggy.
I've never smoked in my life, Rig, and never planned to do
That's
so.
That's not true. I've shared a ciggy with you, too.
No, you haven't.
I'm talking to Dan.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. Cigar, yes.
But cigarette, also, Rig would never smoke with you. He doesn't stoop so low.
I would never smoke with him. Rig, does the ticker say anything else?
It does not. It just repeat. I repeat. Dan's a crybaby.
Are you sure it doesn't say one more thing?
Let me check. Oh, I did miss a little thing near here at the bottom.
What's that?
There's a little bit. My pants.
Let's get to the wait one. As far as show, we talk about what in this movie made us go, wait, what? I'm going to start with a good friend, Panda. Panda, what you waiting and what you wanting?
Uh, just a handful of things, not a lot.
Man, I got so many.
The first thing that kind of threw me off was Will's friend comes on into his office during lunchtime and he says, "Hey, why don't we go grab lunch and then maybe we can go Christmas shopping after?" And maybe that's the thing guys do. I'm 33. Never happened,
dude.
And we're pretty close.
You
and I have done a lot together.
We have a set of friends that we know both that does this.
Yeah,
and they've invited me before.
That's true.
They've invited you before.
Yes, they have.
They've invited one of our other friends before, and we all just politely say no and have avoided it. Like
that's true. And there's probably
not
friendship in this world that I value so much that I want to go.
I just can't
shop
imagine
with the boys.
I just can't imagine.
Yeah, it's a real.
You've been
treat.
Trying to get us to go apple picking every year.
That's true. That said,
you send us invitations with calligraphy. It's weird.
If I asked you to go shopping with me, you would go. You'd go shopping.
Yeah, I would if you asked me. Mainly because I know we'd make a day out of it.
We would make a day out of it.
It would be. Yeah. I can't.
We would spend too much money on the claw machine.
We would, and then
that's
there.
The thing is, if we're gonna do all that nonsense, you know,
part of going to the mall.
That is not what. This is nor no. what is being talked about.
We would go to Starbucks. We would make a day of it. Somehow it would be. We'd end up at Strossner's eating too many cookies outside.
Yeah. One day at Regal Cherrydale, yes. we played
we
the
a 20 spot.
Was that what it was? I was going to ask.
I think it was about 20.
Was it multiple 20 spots or just one?
Just one 20.
We were trying to play the key game where the key fits in the hole. What were we trying to win?
I don't even remember.
It was like
gift cards.
I think it was a PlayStation or something.
I thought it was a bunch of gift cards.
PSP. It was some video game something.
I think it was a video game something.
All right.
And I was just excited for you.
We had a lot of
but
fun.
But I posted it on Facebook, and every year I get that memory.
Oh, and man. And you always share it with us, and you go, never forget.
The thing about the Facebook memories is it is simultaneously the reason I go on Facebook, aside from the Facebook group, and the reason I want to delete it.
Yeah, it's awful.
Every day it's a reminder of, oh, that was a good time. Oh, gosh.
Today was our
the
Red
worst.
Cup anniversary, wasn't it?
It might have been.
From a few years ago?
Yeah. Do you have any more?
Yeah, just another, a couple more. Nana asks Laurel to go and watch Jeopardy with her after date night with her husband. Now, I just want to let you know that Jeopardy typically airs at 7 to 7:30. They have gotten back way past 7 o'clock. And
they
DVR'd it. But also, it's also syndicated, so it can air whenever. Some people air it late at night.
No, it didn't.
You didn't. It 100% can.
All right, this is perfect. If this is a DVR, then this moving this to the what the Hallmark.
It's syndicated.
It doesn't matter. I have an answer for it, and we're gonna talk about that.
Jeopardy can air at literally any time of the day.
That's
not
great.
When it airs here.
All you're giving me is ammo, my friend.
Okay,
I'm coming out hot
locked
later
and loaded.
On.
I'm coming out hot later on.
Yeah, good. Later on, not right now, but a little bit later. Just wait. I'm reaching Apex Panda.
Okay,
and don't you worry about it.
I saw him live, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Apex Panda was great.
Gosh,
yeah, so always good. On top of their game.
So respectful.
Every song's an encore. It's wild. They go, thank you. Encore. And they come out 20 times.
Yeah.
It's a long night. It's like 8 hours.
Yeah.
But it's worth it.
Wow.
It's fun, too, because you never know when it's going to stop.
And it's a shame that hookah lounges are closing down because that's the only places they'll play.
Yeah.
Wait, hookah lounges are closing down?
Yeah, it's a vape thing now. No, people aren't doing the hookah anymore.
I played a hookah bar that I would play gigs at on a regular basis.
Yeah, that checks out.
Smelled great.
I think I've been to that one.
It wasn't here.
We're getting more from the Double Deckers comments that Jeopardy's also on Netflix, so you got nothing.
No, I've got more.
You have no ammo.
This is just feeding
nothing.
The fuel, baby.
That's an old episode.
Is the What the Hallmark, did one of them look at it ahead of time to win and cheat? That's the
Why
dumbest
are you
thing
cheating
I've ever
on my What the Hallmark?
It's
Why
not
are you
a
taking
what the
my
Hallmark.
Apex?
Sorry, that was your
pinnacle?
Big thing?
Could have been,
man. Your Apex Panda, What the Hallmark, is
what if somebody cheated on Jeopardy for bragging rights?
Yeah, but Nana would.
Banana wood.
banana
are we just
wood.
Saying nouns? Banana wood.
Banana wood.
All right.
No, last going. One. How do the carolers not know the words? She mentions that the carolers don't know the words. They all have caroling books.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she's just looking for an excuse to go out there, but that was an interesting point. For sure.
That's it. That's all I got.
There's a holiday pageant coming up, boys.
Yep.
And you want to know how you know that?
Oh, I know. There's a
banner.
A giant.
That has a countdown that is...
Immovable.
Immovable.
Mm-hmm.
It is every... It is every day.
This is the wildest thing in this movie.
Every day, holiday pageant, 3 days away. Now, you might say, no one would do this. Well, we work next to, our office complex is next to a wonderful restaurant in town. And they do this weird thing where on Saturdays, sometimes they're closed, sometimes they're open. And so they've started to do is they have two different spots where banners go, and every Monday they'll come out and they'll put a banner up to let you know if they're going to be closed on Saturday. Well, the first time they did this, everybody, the wires got crossed.
one open and one closed up there.
The one on the front of the building was, we're open on Saturday. And the one on the side of the building was, we're closed on Saturday. It was the best thing ever. And all I could think of was, what if someone, like, there's multiple banners and one banner says 3 days, one banner says 2 days? But it could not be less helpful.
But the difference is the Saturday banners here at this wonderful restaurant can be used every week.
They can.
The holiday pageant in 3 days can be used one day a year.
Yes. So
why are they making this banner?
Yeah.
Instead of having that thing where you can change the number every day, they just printed it. Print one for three and two and one. That is, we're just printing money here in whatever town.
Or I don't know, why not just make a banner that says, this is the date of the pageant?
No kidding. No kidding.
They're building hype.
Why not make a banner that says date, time, location, like every other thing of promotion for events?
How about big hype, though? Three days.
Fine. I mean, big hype. Okay. You know, I'm with you. Big hype. There's a, we joke a lot about people dancing to Christmas songs in these movies.
Yes.
And they do an interesting thing here where they kind of like, hey, they're, the guy wants to dance, Will wants to dance with Laurel, and he walks in and he says, hey, they're playing our song, and it's a Christmas song. And we're like, oh, this is going to be funny boy. And then she says, this isn't our song. This isn't Sweet Child of Mine. Mm-hmm. So two things. What was Will doing here? Because that's a weird bit. To come in and say, hey, they're playing our song. It's a clear line. It's a weird bit
to get her on the dance
floor. Just say, hey, do you want to dance with me? Second of all, your first dance, your wedding song is Sweet Child of Mine?
That's something.
You guys are fun.
Yeah.
You guys are fun.
During that whole bridge, it's 4 minutes of
where do we go?
Like, we're just, what
do we do? Where do we go? I mean, where do we go?
Man.
Where do we go?
It comes back so many times.
It does come back. So I didn't get to this in the synopsis because I couldn't really figure out how important it was. But Gloria mentions she had a daughter that she lost. And her name is Mercy. Will at some point bumps into Mercy.
This is the dumbest thing.
So towards the end of the movie.
This plot line made me want to just tell everyone how terrible this movie is.
Spoilers, Apex Brandon coming in with the What the Hallmark later on, by the way, involving...
About Mercy?
Obviously.
Yeah.
That's the, everyone's,
But Mercy...
Well, Jeopardy.
Why? I mean, they cheated. Oh, no.
But Mercy...
cheated.
So much ammo. Stacks and stacks. Cartridges of ammo. They cheated on Jeopardy.
Mercy is, that's all my ammo. Best we can gather... An angel, yes?
Sure.
But Mercy, great angel. But I think we can all agree, maybe move her back in the choir line, right?
No. Not get her up front there.
Mercy, not a great singer?
Not a great singer.
You don't think she's
for good? An angel? All I'm saying, she is a fine singer for a human girl.
This is Apex Brandon right here.
She is a fine singer for a human girl. But for an angel?
But they have to learn.
Okay. Well, now we can get into the weeds here.
Oh, boy.
So you get your wings.
Okay. No. Okay. So if we're assuming, okay, humans turn into angels here.
This is what the Hallmark territory, right? Because this is my big one. Like, what is happening with Mercy?
That's
right.
I don't want to get into what's going on with Mercy. All I'm saying is for an angel, she's not a good singer.
Not yet.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah, but that's a what the hallmark.
I know.
There's no way to do that without unpacking the whole box.
Yep. Fine.
I said I just don't think she's gotten, she's learning.
She hasn't gotten her singing chops. My point is, for a human being, she's a fine singer, but for an angel, she's not
that's
what I would imagine.
That's a nice recovery of she can't sing.
No. Okay. I thought she could sing right. Fine, but when I'm thinking of angels, like Jordan Sparks could be an angel.
I mean, come
right?
On. Yes.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
Let's pause real quick, and I just want to bring this up about angels real quick.
I thought you were going to talk about Jordan
Sparks. No. Jordan Sparks is amazing. She's great.
What do you want to say about angels?
We've never heard angels do solos. We always hear them do corporate singing, and corporately, they probably are, they're really good, but have we ever heard a single angel sing? You haven't.
How many angel what? Choirs have you heard?
I'm just saying, whenever you hear about the angel choirs, they're choirs.
You just
of
take
them.
Like some quick vacays up to heaven every now and
I'm
then?
I'm just saying, you never hear solos. So we don't know what a solo angel sounds like.
What do you mean we
but
never
what you're
hear
saying
solos?
Is that they're all in perfect pitch singing together, but by themselves, they just
I'm
can't
just saying,
carry
they're
a
rock and roll. I think that they're probably, they're fine, but like when you get them together, it's a real banger. And then when you isolate them, you'd sit there and you'd be like,
"Man, that's, I will that's say people do take. Say that about us."
Yeah, that's fair.
And then it might make you wonder, are those boys angels?
No.
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 We're not.
Maybe we are. Maybe we're still working on it.
Mm.
They call me Mr. Miracle.
I think I had one more.
Okay.
Did I? Let's see here. I mean, I just had is the agency, Nancy, who from the agency making calls on Christmas. Sad thing.
You gotta place an infant.
You gotta place an infant.
Which very rarely happens, but you gotta place an infant.
Going in the office on Christmas?
Yeah.
But she's not an infant. She's six.
The one for that is six. You're right. I don't know why you placed the one they got called about with the infant didn't surprise me, but that one would have surprised me. The 6-year-old.
You really don't think they would be doing that on Christmas?
6-year-old, unless it was an emergency placement? No. And if they are, then they have some emergency placements lined
up. If it's state, if it's government,
yeah,
they're not working on Christmas.
No. I mean, DSS works year round. They have to,
right? But not on Christmas.
Even on Christmas, if there's a domestic dispute with a child, DSS will come and get that child. That happens.
I'm just saying, like for placements,
Placements. Yeah. They got to find somewhere for them to go
for placements.
Yeah, for placements. I got a bunch, and I'm trying my best here, but they do have a couple of sayings that either Nana or Miss, I think Nana, but it could have been Gloria said, that I just think aren't true. A good distraction is never a bad idea. Look, if we're flying a plane or, you know, trying to do something that requires a lot of precision, a good distraction is a bad idea.
Yeah,
there's no problem that can't be solved over a cup of tea. Once again, I mean, you're stretching the bounds of tea there for sure. So no, it's a no and a no for me. How dusty is this house? Every surface, Miss Miracle puts a finger on it. I get it. Nobody's cleaning.
Well, no, when she first walks in, she does it and she seems impressed.
Oh, I thought she was like, oh boy, we got to get to work.
She seemed like those are passable eyes.
You think so?
That's what I took it as.
Here's the thing about foster care. One is they would never ever place or call or schedule a placement in a home when both guardians aren't on board with it. What Steve Lund does in this movie is unforgivable. Yeah, put us on the list. I'll tell my wife. First of all, DSS would make both people sign the papers. There's just no way around that. But second of all, bro, how are you not divorced right now? Like, you can't do that to a woman who is trying to struggle with what happened to her previous placement and hasn't gotten over that and through that trauma yet. You can't do it, bro. Like, that is not an oopsie or I don't want to ruin the moment situation. You got to fix that right away. Yeah. Like, that's an immediate conversation. Sorry, not sorry. You can't do that.
And I would just say, one, tell your significant other immediately. But if you are like Steve London, you're having a hard time slipping that bad boy in, I would implore you to call the person that you said yes to and said,
hey,
whatever you do,
don't
call her.
But as soon as you
I'll
say,
tell you,
I haven't told her yet, they're going to take you off the list.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But he is like, they shouldn't have put them on the list.
They shouldn't have put them on the list
to begin with.
No.
because absolutely she isn't not on board. He doesn't.
And it's never just a verbal, yeah. Like, you got to, even if you're still licensed, you got to sign something. Yeah. Like, you can't just do that. They're singing, a group of carolers is singing, and this is maybe why they need the carol books. They're singing the 12 Days of Christmas. And I'm shocked that neither of you noticed or caught what happens when they get to five. Did you not catch this?
No, I didn't check
it. Take it to the tape. Do they say five golden rings? No.
Interesting.
They say five balls of string.
Do you think that was the joke? Like five, because they don't know the words?
Maybe that's the joke. I looked it
up.
All the other words are correct.
All the other words are correct?
Yes.
Five balls of string.
Why would all of them be wrong in that specific?
And
go straight to balls of string.
It's one of the worst. Wait, I was, because I looked it up. Like, is that an alternate lyric to this? Like, for like people who are like, gold, that's for rich people. No, it is just there. And it's just is what
who's
it is.
Who's that guy? Who's saying that? Is that somebody canceling 12 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're rich people. Yeah, get out of here. Thanks a lot, Biden. I do want to say there's a heavy dose of let's leave grandma with this stranger in this movie that I wasn't comfortable with. She just shows up and we're like, oh, your last name sounds like Miracle? Good to go. Nothing bad ever happens.
Dang,
to
it old does. People.
Like,
Miracle.
Right? Can you believe
Miracle.
It?
Miracle.
I also need to know, Steve Lund. At one point in this movie, he's a real Debbie Downer. He's like, my family was supposed to come out for the holidays, but... Holiday airfares. What? Like, guys, flying in November or December, maybe $50 more, by and large. If you're flying Christmas Day or something, whatever. He's like, man, my family was... And he acts like this was something that they didn't plan for. Like, my family was going to come out, but... We didn't even factor in the holiday airfare.
Oh, holiday airfare, the
worst.
What
are you talking about? And then also, I want to be very clear. This husband and wife are living with Nana, not because Nana needs care, but because they have fallen on hard financial times. That's why they're there. They don't have any money, okay? So why are you going Christmas shopping on your lunch break and then spending $1,200 on a pair of earrings? Why? For the love of everything good and decent, if you've fallen on hard times, do you think it's okay to do those things? That doesn't line up at all.
That's a good point.
At all.
Mercy's good at her job.
Yeah, Mercy's really selling it. Yeah, Mercy's job as an angel is like she's the angel of bankruptcy. That's her angel power. My favorite, I think, is...
Mercy's like capitalism.
Caitlin Doubleday gets a coffee... And then runs into someone and acts like she's like, I've got a lot of shopping to do. I got to go. She's got a cup of coffee in an actual mug. She did not get a to-go cup. So she literally is like, the barista hands her this. And she's like, ooh, yeah, I'd love to stay and talk. I got a lot of errands to do. You can't take this with you. As soon as you ordered this, you're here to stay for a while. You very much can sit down and talk with these people. You don't want to.
Hey,
that's
turn
the
that
difference.
Mug around.
Yeah, that green bill. Absolutely. Go, let's do it right if we're going to do it. Yeah.
Oh, I love those mugs. Oh,
they're so nice. They're aren't so they?
Yeah, that green bill.
Really
yeah.
great.
Really
yeah,
good.
That mug.
Am I right?
Since we're going to spend all the time on Mercy for the What the Hallmark, I'm going to use my last one
Have
here.
Mercy.
Caroline Ray's Miss Miracle has a stacks of references, referrals, and recommendations, all of which are in stamped envelopes.
Yep.
What? Why? Who is there? They haven't been postmarked yet.
Right.
So what she's saying is that I've loaded hundreds of envelopes with stamps for you to send in the mail. To people, to ask them my opinion?
What a miracle.
I don't know why she would have all of these letters in stamps.
It's a miracle for you.
Wouldn't you just have the letter already written and hand them the letter? I don't understand that at all. That's all I got.
You wouldn't get it, man.
Clearly.
It's stamps, man.
Five balls of string. Just saying. String.
Five balls of string. Hey, let's get to what the homework. As far as show, we wonder what could have been maybe having us clear the questions that we still have. Panda?
I have a couple questions. First
back,
of all.
Back, baby.
You're back. That was great.
Thank you.
Jeopardy.
No.
I think somebody's cheating on Jeopardy.
Because they watched it on the TV.
All right, Tammy. We're halfway through. You know what, buddy? I've got you beat.
You don't have nothing beat because I've got four snow, Tammy.
You got Jeopardy? Someone's cheating Jeopardy?
Somebody's Tammy's cheating. Really giving away the farm there. So dumb.
Damn. Oh, man. That's good. Crazy. That's good stuff. When I originally said we had more from Pandora, I didn't think it was going to pay off. And here we are.
Me either.
And here we are. All right. So let's get into the weeds here, boys. So Mercy is an angel.
Yes.
Is Miss Miracle an angel?
Yes.
But Miss Miracle, is she as long of an angel? Has she been an angel as long as?
Do you age?
Because the thing is Mercy died before Miss Miracle.
Before Miss Miracle became
an angel.
So
she's actually been an angel longer than Miss Miracle.
Not necessarily.
No, I think they died at the same time.
No. She said, I had a child die.
Yes.
When she was a child.
Yep.
But as a teenager, that's Mercy's
We know
age.
That she has looked at least the same since 2003.
Yes.
So
no,
she's been
2001.
Okay, so she's been an angel, yeah. We could assume, since around that time, at okay. least.
Yeah.
But we have no knowledge of
we
when.
We don't know when Mrs. Miracle died.
But they also seem to indicate that she drives a classic car. And it makes it sound like that potentially was her car.
No.
I think she just pulled out the car.
No, the car is purely to rope in Nan.
Yeah,
right.
Because Gabriel, the archangel, drops it off, and Gabriel's just not hunting down 52 Chevrolets. That's just to rope in Nana.
Okay.
We can establish that Mrs. Miracle has been an angel for the same amount of time or less time than Mercy.
At the same amount of time. I think they died at the same time.
Same amount of time or less.
You think they died at the same time? What reasoning do you have for that?
Just a hunch.
Okay. Either way, she has had years to become a good singer.
I think time works differently in heaven. They take their time with development.
But again, can we get back to this?
Yeah.
You've heard choirs of angels. What were you getting at here? You're saying whenever you hear of, like, we're talking about.
I want to know about the wing situation. That's what I want to know about.
Let's go ahead.
You're saying that Mercy hasn't gotten her wings yet. Do you believe Mrs. Miracle has gotten her wings yet?
Yes. I think she has, based off of the speed at which she can move and decorate the house, along okay. with Gabriel.
But Mercy is bound by time and space in a more conventional manner.
I think that what I would say is Miss Miracle already had some years of experience that God upped her up on the promotion scale, if we were to do that. He kind of advanced.
So you're saying that when you die and you become an angel, God takes your age into account.
But there's a merit system still at play.
Oh, for sure.
For God's angels. What you do for him determines your worth.
No, just your promotion status.
Okay, all right.
I would say that checks out.
So wait, what do you get with your promotion? Better voice. Okay.
Wings.
Does Miss Miracle have wings?
No. You don't see them, but she's moving pretty quick.
This is all just in Panda's
and a purse. The nice purse. You can pull things out of that purse. It's great.
Two bits
Mercy
of correction
can't do it.
From our Deck the Hallmark.
When can she? What does she wait? Like, how far along is she?
You're saying she's not a good singer because she hasn't earned her wings yet. Why hasn't she earned her wings yet if she's at least as old
so
as Miracle?
So is she just now getting able to be out on the scene?
Yeah, like she's exactly. Doing, she's still young
in the
training.
That was one of her first jobs.
Yeah, it was one of her very first ones. Yep.
even though she has been dead.
Same amount of time, but she was younger.
Definitely not same amount of time. You keep harping on same amount of time.
You have decided in your head that they died in some fatal accident together.
For sure they did.
I don't know what... Did you get like a director's cut we didn't know about?
I don't know what to tell you. It's pretty clear to me.
It's definitely clear to you.
Okay, go ahead.
We had a couple of commenters in the double deckers. You can watch us live and comment with us. One of them said that Caitlin Doubleday says they did get back on their feet financially and stayed because Nana needed them. So I'm wrong about that. I want to be very clear. And then Shannon says, what are you talking about? It's always more money to travel during the holidays. What I'm saying is that they planned to go, had the money to go, and the difference between those tickets was the deal breaker. The difference between those tickets being, you know, they're planning to spend $1,000 but didn't want to spend another couple $100. That blew the whole thing up.
I think it's all about when you plan. Because
yes. Because it's not always
if
higher.
We get, like, you could look for the couple days before Christmas right now, and I imagine it would be pretty pricey now.
Yes.
But, like, a month ago, it would be less
expensive. Yeah, if you book ahead of time.
I think that window of prices going up is a little bit wider.
No one that plans to come from the holidays is deterred by holiday airfare. They know that that's a thing. But Steve Lund acts as though his family had just moved to America from no-flyville, and they were like, these holiday airfares. That was my issue.
Yeah, I'm tracking with that.
Yeah. We did it?
We did it.
You didn't have it?
We did it. We did it.
Man, that was fun, boys.
That was something. We laughed, we cried, we did it all.
Yep.
We did do it all, and we'll be doing it all again tomorrow with the Christmas treasure. Perhaps different reasons.
Christmas treasure.
Christmas treasure.
Yes.
It could be anything. It could be whatever you want it to be.
Are you in the mafia?
Listen, bring me a treasure. Doesn't matter what it is.
Sing a holy night for an hour 23. It'll help you. It'll help the movie.
And tomorrow, double decker of the week.
Big day.
Big day Fridays. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
I'm not back, boy. No.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in, Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.